More importantly, it was a relationship he was creating them for. And this relationship is a relationship of that is based on love. God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. He that loveth is of God.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Now, the relationship that God has established by creating Adam is best looked at the way it's, the psalmist put it in Psalm 8, verse 3 to 9. Why will God love me so much until he will give his only begotten son? Read it from verse 3 to 9.
When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers,
yes,
the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?
You see?
For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor.
We are lower than the angels. Lower in the terms, in term of our abilities. But yet, he crowned us with what?
Glory and honor.
Glory and honor. And what is that glory and honor? It is our position in the family of God, in the creation of God, to be called a son of God. Read it.
For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands.
See?
Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea.
Now, I want you to note the inspiration behind some of these scriptures is what is written for us to also catch. Have you ever sat down and considered, if you have ever experienced it, that the creator of the heavens and the earth? Do you know the size of the universe? Do you know the size of the earth? Do you know the size? I remember, is it 2020 when Joe Biden, the president of America, won the election? He was declared the winner. And he had a phone call with a Nigerian family. I don't know how many of you saw it then. It was in the social media. The president of America called an immigrant, black African, Nigerian. And the reason he called him was because among those who contributed to the campaign fund was this Nigerian immigrant that sent a little, whether it's $100 or so. And they indicated, they wanted to know who is this person, and they found out that it was, and the gift now went with a lot of statements of his belief in his presidency. And when the president got to know that, he called them. It was live. It was on CNN. It was on all international news when he was making that call. And they were showing them in their sitting room. He was shouting, hey, the president of America calling me. And you just imagine, and he spoke to all the children in the house, and he was thanking them for their contribution, and he was blessing them. And they felt on top of everything else. Now imagine the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hey! That will come to me of all his creation. And I heard him not once, not twice, several times. call me my son, Moses. Sometimes you want to doubt, is it truly God? What a privilege. Hallelujah. That's why that psalmist says, who is man that thou art mindful of? His mind is full of love for me. And this love is the basic foundation of a good and beneficial relationship. I'm not teaching you about just relationship. I'm not a relationship expert, in short. I am not a relationship expert. But somehow, I know a little things of so many things. When I was talking with my wife a few days ago, together with my sister-in-law, her junior sister, and I was looking at, there was an advert on the television, Access Bank, about rights issue. And I asked my wife, I said, do you know the meaning of rights issue, a company? And then when I began to talk about business, then my wife, my sister-in-law said, Daddy, how do you know all these things? Did you read business? And my wife was saying that she that has 2 master's degrees in business, that are some of the things that she hears from me, she gets surprised. Some she doesn't even know. And this is the person who has 2 master's degrees. And I told her that I am not an expert in business, but there are some of these little things. In almost anything that pertains to human beings that I know, is it medical, is it spiritual, that's how I'm able to know, amen, that God can use you even if you hate him. Praise the Lord. So I'm not an expert in relationship, but I was telling Pastor Lumida and some ministers that I think after living on this earth for 66 years and curious by nature, my curiosity wants me to know everything. So I study everything. When I say everything, not to specialize in it, but to know basic things about almost everything. I don't know which area you will tell me something I don't know. Is it philosophy, psychology? Whatever it is, even psychiatric medicine, how to deal with depression and anxiety. All these ones. Yet, I have never suffered it all. But I've been married now for 38 years. So I think I can speak confidently about marriage matters. And that is why I want to be part of the anchor of marriage matters. Married people is another type of relationship that I think with my curiosity and as a pastor, having dealt with different situations and the uniqueness of my own marriage positions me where I can say something that will benefit the children of God worldwide. We will return that, I think, in about maybe next week or next 2 weeks. We're starting it. Praise the Lord. And so, when I say we talk of relationship, beneficial, things that you can benefit from a relationship, relationship become beneficial first and foremost when it is built on love. Whatever is the reason, it is love that makes you. There must be something you see about somebody. If you like, use the word like. But I prefer love, because you may like something and not have anything to do with that thing. But when you love something, there is something behind it that pushes you to go further than just liking the person. And a relationship that has a mind full of love like God, it goes with attention. It goes with acceptance. It goes with appreciation. It goes with allowing the person to be who he is or who she is. And it goes with affection. And our relationship with God, the fellowship with God, is a fellowship that comes by redemption. And when we talk of redemption, amen, fellowship by redemption, it is a fellowship that recognizes that this is who I was, and it is the action of God that now makes me to be who I am. Apostle Paul said, I am who I am by the grace of God. And who are you now? Too many testimonies to give credit to God. And that is why this relationship by redemption, first and foremost, you have to understand the meaning of redemption. We were once his own, but he lost us to a law of life. The process of bringing us back to him is called redeem. We belong to him. And when you notice, you have to place yourself in the position of the prodigal son. When that prodigal son is restored, he was restored to be part of a family relationship. He is coming back now. Family relationship is being restored. That is the symbol of our faith, the cross of Jesus Christ. It is a symbol of a family relationship. When you want to pray, pray like this: Our Father who art in heaven, our Father. And I've demonstrated that several times. It's talking about relationship among ourselves.
Horizontal
relationship, and is joined together by, it's a product of a vertical relationship. Amen. And it is a cross. We are joined together, a vertical relationship with God and a horizontal relationship with the brethren. That is what makes it a family relationship, a family fellowship. That's why Adam is called the Son of God. Christ is called also the Son of God. We, Romans chapter 8, let's read it from verse 14. 15, 16, and 17.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yes.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Uh-huh.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Uh-huh.
And if children, then heirs.
Heirs.
Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So be it that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified.
Yeah, because
together.
You are entitled to an inheritance. There is something the Father has bestowed for all of us. Heirs of the Father. When that prodigal son came back, everything the Father had still belonged to him anyway. Praise the Lord. And so Adam was created for a father-son relationship with God, as I said. Not a servant relationship. There is a relationship of a servant and there is a relationship of a son. Brethren, catch that. It will help you in your relationship with God. We are sons and not just servants. There is the spirit of a servant, and there is the spirit of a son. A son knows that all that the father has is his own. But a servant is depending on the salary. So the way they work, they live in that house is different. Stop comparing yourself with servants who are not children of God. Are you talking to a servant of God like that? Shut up. You are the servant of my father. I am his son. Very soon you will be serving me. How many people catch that? People no longer brag of their position in the body of Christ. They boast on the anointing they have. And they are forgetting that anointing is for service. Amen. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Are you called to serve, or are you called to restore to the family? Amen. When we boast of grace, we boast of the grace that is bestowed upon us because we are restored. And it's very easy to look at the church world, the church of Jesus Christ worldwide, the Christian faith today. It's very easy to differentiate between those who are just anointed and those who are really called to salvation. Go to their churches, some of these churches today, from morning till evening. What are they doing? It's just display of anointing, nothing more. They know nothing about anything that the Bible is talking about. And they use it, take that opportunity, because they don't know the process of redemption. They market what they have. They've turned the church to merchandise. The man at Owori, he knows that there is nothing like miracle soap. There is nothing like that. He knows. They know that there is nothing like that. All those things that they sell. There's a pool where you pay in Abuja before you enter one church in Abuja for healing. They know. They know. They sell apple for fruit of the womb. Do you know why? They say it is apple that was eaten in the Garden of Eden. So there's something about apple. But they've forgotten that they ate that apple and they died. And they're giving apple again now to die. They have perfume. When you go, they give you perfume. If you put this perfume, then evil spirits will go away. Praise God. And they make millions. If we were selling water here every Tuesday, up and down plus overflow, you will see people. Amen. Praise the Lord. No. God saved us, redeemed us, so that we can have fellowship with him. So that we can have a family relationship. I don't know how to put it today. For the people of God to know that we call the creator of the heavens and the earth our father. Our father. Our father who art in heaven. Because there is another father who is on earth. Your biological father. There is another father. We relate with our fathers on earth here. It's a perfect picture of how our heavenly father also we must relate with him. The day you catch it, that will be the beginning of your enjoyment of the Christian faith. If you want to understand how you relate with God, see how you relate with your father and your mother. Then you will walk like that. I don't believe, I repeat, if I am wrong, please prove it to me. There is no amount of fasting that is ever recommended by God so that he will hear your prayer. No. No. I don't know how to put it. Amen. And what is God's own chosen place of worship? It is where he has chosen to place his name there. Listen very well. Can you hear my English? He did not place his name in this building. Therefore, this address is not God's chosen place of worship. According to the Bible, where did he choose to place his name? He called a man and put his name there. His name shall be called Emmanuel. His name shall be called Jesus, means Jehovah saves. That is why salvation is only in him. You want to be saved? Don't go to Bride Assembly Church. Go to Jesus. Salvation is not in Christ Jesus. I mean, it's not in the church, in any church. It's in Christ Jesus. Not in any church. Stop using this language, the God of Pastor Moses. Do you know his God? Do you know who his God is? That is why you see all manner of experiences after you go to a church. Because the God will visit you. Didn't you hear Chinedu spoke on Friday vigil in his exhortation? His own sister is going to marry and the kindred come together. They are blessing her. Amadioha will go with you. They were answering, the God of what again? Chinedu, you are naming the gods of your village.
I know to believe that. That's why I don't know them much.
You don't even know them. And you think they are playing. Those spirits will go with them. You go to the water to bath. Sele. Marine spirit will follow you. They must. All I'm saying is, don't substitute the name of Jesus with any other name. Oh, but the Bible says, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is because the covenant they are enjoying is the covenant that God had with Abraham. They are making reference to it. We also have a covenant that is sealed with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name of our God is Jesus. Please, it is Jesus I am serving. If it is the same Jesus you are serving, why are you not calling Jesus? You are calling the God of Pastor Moses. Something is wrong with your understanding. Stop exalting a man who himself may not even be saved. Do you know what? If there is any secret thing I'm doing, you don't know. You are connecting to a man. Do you know whether I'm under a curse? You don't know. You want to connect to me. We are called to conform to what? To whose image?
The image of the
Read
Lord
it,
Jesus
Romans
Christ.
Chapter 8.
Romans chapter 8, verse
29.
For whom he did foreknow, yes, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son.
Who are we called to conform to?
The image of his son.
The image of the son.
That he might be the firstborn among many
brethren. Listen very well. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Refer to Jesus as what?
Who is the image of the invisible
that
God?
He is the image of the invisible God. And God created Adam in his own image. But we don't understand how that image was supposed to look like. So he brought Jesus. He brought Jesus to show you that image that he wanted Adam to be. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, I am the way. Hey, the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. By me, there is not just the name. It is that image. He said, if you see me, you see the Father. If you see me, you must see Jesus. Rate me by my character, not by my anointing. Satan is more anointed than any human being on earth. But he's not the Son of God. Don't use the anointing to confirm that anybody is a son of God. Don't use the gift. Some are servants, not children of God. But when you are also a son of God, all that anointing flows automatically. We are heirs, joint heirs with Christ. The works that I do, ye shall do also. Hey, I hope I'm balancing myself. If you're a son of God, this sign shall follow them that believe. But we will look beyond the anointing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is a family relationship. Now, I want you to understand this scripture. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, as it was quickened to me, verse 13.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Read it again.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
What is the duty of man?
Fear God and keep his commandments.
And keep his commandments. I was meditating on that. In the context of this verse, I don't think we are supposed to fear our earthly fathers. Eh? No, you can't fear him. Now there is the fear that we all know of something that can destroy you. There's a way you relate with that thing to avoid it destroying you. So you fear that thing. But I was meditating on it. If I am a son, is there anything God can do to me that will make me cease being his son? No, so what is this fear here as used that it is the whole duty of man? And this is the way I frame that verse. Honor God and follow his fatherly instructions for your well-being. That is the whole duty of man. The word fear there is honor him. It's to honor God. Keep his commandment. It's follow his fatherly instructions for your well-being. What did he say in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8? What did he say?
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
In meditating and obeying the commandment of the Lord. In Ephesians, I believe, chapter 6, verse 1, 2, 3.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Now listen very well.
Honor thy father and mother.
You see?
Which is the first commandment with
promise. With what?
With promise.
With a promise. What is the promise?
That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth.
That is why Psalm 1, I say, is the secret of prosperity. Psalm 1 is the secret of prosperity. What is the secret of prosperity from verse 1?
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
You see?
And in his law doth he meditate.
His commandment meditate on it day and night. What will happen?
And he shall be like a tree
this
planted.
This will be the secret of prosperity. You shall be like a tree
planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Any tree that is planted by water, does it dry? Does it not dry season? Does it not dry season? When it is time to bring forth fruit, does it struggle? His leaf will remain green. Prosperity all around for those who meditate on the word of God. When we talk about honoring God, which is translated here as fear, the only thing is like a father deals with a child, so also our Heavenly Father deals with us, whom he loves. Then he chastens in Hebrews chapter 12 and from verse 5. Keep reading it.
And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children.
Yes.
My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord.
Don't despise the chastening of the Lord.
Nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth.
Listen, at the day this scripture was quickened to me, that is what made me to walk with God. My son, I told him to change his appearance. I didn't like his appearance. And 1 week after, he didn't change it. And I turned and I looked at him. I said, the greatest mistake you will do with me as your father is to disobey my instruction. You will not like my reaction. A word is enough for the wise. That was all I told him. Will I do it because I hate him? Finish reading it.
For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth.
Uh-huh.
If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons.
With sons.
For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?
And live?
For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
That is what is supposed to achieve for the true children of God.
Unto them which exercise thereby.
You heard the testimony of some of the ministers here. Let me not call their names. What they have gone through, it shall not be well with anyone that tried to challenge the authority of God. I'm talking of the children of God. Forget this unbeliever that look at God and say there is nothing like God. I'm not talking about them. Those ones, their matter has been concluded. They have no relationship with God. It is we that have a relationship with God. And the relationship we have, amen, as a father scourges his son, that is how God also deals with us, his children. If you are one evidence that you are a child of God, I have said it several times, is that you do anything, you pay for it. Now, if you commit a mistake, it's a different thing. But you willfully disobey God, you pay for it. You pay for it. And so that people will not say, I use the word of God to manipulate anybody in anyhow. I'm just careful. I'm to preach. Do what you want to do with it. There are some of you that I know, you are suffering one financial setback or the other. The question is simple. Because it is in the area of your disobedience that God will deal with you. Do you hear me? If you say don't commit fornication, you are committing fornication. You won't go and destroy your business. What do you concern fornication with your business? It will give you sickness. Then they get HIV from drinking water. Amen. You get this month of potom. I don't know which language is that. He says it's a heavenly language. After God blow you, then you forget God. So God gave you money to go and show off in the village. You go to the village there and gather all of them there to let them know that you have arrived. And you have poor people within the church. And you have the need of the ministry. You disappear. Some, now that you are rich, you want to be recognized. And in Brother Assembly Church, there is no special seat for anybody. So you want to be recognized, then you go and move into one church where you'll be recognized. Tell them, what are your needs here? Then they give you a special seat. Every day, pastor, they call you in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and they're praying for you, visiting you. That is what you want. God will be looking at you. Which area is he going to attack you? Is he going to attack you using your health? No. You will come back to square one. And that doesn't make you a sinner. You're a disobedient child. God will deal with you to make you recognize it. He gives you a business. And because of that business, you don't have time to come to church again. You say, oh, I gave you something disturbing my fellowship with you. He will take it away and return you to all the vigils, all the prayer, all the... There are some people that when they come here, then they sweep church. You think, say, in that area, they want to... No, now something and they cry to God for. Immediately God answered and they drop the broom. Okay, now. The assurance that God has given you, no matter what situation he reduces you to. That is what the Bible is telling you. Don't run away from him. He's only doing it to bring you back to fellowship again with him. Jeremiah 29. When they were to be restored, they committed, Israel committed, and God got angry and sent them to the Babylonian captivity for 70 years. That is what Jeremiah was, the Spirit was referring to in Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 10.
For thus saith the Lord,
yes,
that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you.
After he has punished you, he will come back to you again.
And perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you.
Underline it in your Bible if you haven't. I have it underlined in my Bible. Yes.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected
end. This is the assurance
end.
You have. Please read it again.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and
fellowship
I will hearken unto
start again.
You. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
And verse 14.
And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive.
Listen, church. No matter what you go through, stop blaming any witch. Stop blaming your neighbor. Stop blaming any other human being. In diagnosing your life, Yes, you see demon husband, demon wife. Yes, a witch has told you, you will see. Yes, it is a family problem, a curse upon everybody. But I am in Christ now. Why should this thing persist? Don't blame anybody. Your diagnosis of the real problem begins with a sincere look at your relationship with God. How was I before? What happened? Where am I now in my relationship with God? Because if a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes the enemies to be at peace with you. Why are you not having peace? Be sincere. How did you start with God? How are you with him now? In Malachi chapter 1, verse 6.
A son honoreth his father.
Listen very well.
And his servant his master.
Uh-huh.
If I then be a father, where is my honor?
This is God talking to Israel, his children.
And if I be a master, where is my fear?
You see, I told you fear is only by servants, from servants. But the children is honor. Uh-huh.
Say the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have you despised thy name?
See what he say. He mentions some of the things in offering.
Ye offer polluted bread upon my altar.
Polluted the bread upon mine altar.
And ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible.
Uh-huh.
And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil?
Okay, and then you can read, finish that verse.
And if ye offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts.
Now, the way you relate with God shows whether you honor him or not. The kind of offering, do you know that people will come to church, God has blessed you. I'm just using some example because we can talk on and on and on here on these things. People, we are at the altar here, where they see some things when they drop for here, and then when they count money, the money that is rejected outside, instead of you to return it to the bank, you come and drop it at the altar. For who? Money you cannot give a friend, you bring it to the altar. Then you are ready to go for that party and pay extra 10,000 naira to get brand new 100,000 notes that you will spread for everybody to see you. Do you know God? Do you know God? When you are going and it is God that gave you that money, when you are going to a party, you go to bottom box. But when you are going to church, come to brother assembly, you will see them. Come for vigil, you will see whether they are going, whether on a farm then they go, or not from farm then they come. The kind of dressing they wear, the kind of shoe they put on. You are coming before God that you are depending on the owner of your life, the one that owns the last breath you have. The one that says yes, nobody can say no. And if he says no, nobody can say yes. He opens and no one can close. And when he closes it against you, nobody can open it. You are coming to him anyhow. Or the sister that would dress as if she's going. Some people come to church with nightgown. Of all your wardrobe, you are going before he whose presence Isaiah cannot look. the glory of that God. And when I say so, amen, I'm saying his presence. Listen to me. I say his presence. His presence requires reverence. Not only when you're coming to church. If you kneel down to pray, have you not gone to his presence? In your room, in your office, anywhere at all. Will you talk to God as if he's your mate? Do you talk to your father anyhow? You know this British or you born Western style that children will call their father, hi, Popsy, hi. My daughter, I don't know what she said to me. My wife screamed, are you talking to your father like that? And she said, oh, sorry, that is sorry. See the way he thought he's sorry? That is sorry. You didn't hear me now, you didn't watch me. Sorry. I said, I'll bring you back to Africa. No negotiation. Listen, church. Our God requires reverence. If you are singing, you're worshiping, just want to feel good, you can take any position. But when it comes to you, say you want to pray, Father, do this for me. Brethren, take a posture of reverence. Don't lie down, cross your leg, Father, on your bed. Father, then smart at television, Father. The Father, see this here, yeah, people see the way they did that. Father, today, oh, bless me. To see the way they do. Father, bless me. If now you're picking, they talk to you like that. You will be happy, Abby. That's the reason why many of us, you are children of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, but you don't enjoy the joy of salvation. Because there is no good relationship with God. If I be your father, then where is my honor? Honor him. Relationship is about giving and receiving. And you do that through five main ingredients that I just listed here as the ingredients of relationship. Remember, I mentioned them earlier. There are five of them: attention, acceptance, appreciation, allowing, and affection. And the first one, like I said, how do you give attention to anyone you love? Anyone you love, you must give attention to that person. And when we come to marriage matters, when we talk about husband and wife, do you give attention to each other? But let's face God for now. How do you give attention to God? One of the ways is by prayers. He said, pray without ceasing. Develop your prayer life. He said, without me, you can do nothing. He said, acknowledge me in all thy ways. Acknowledge him. Give attention to the things of God. Don't make God secondary. Amen. I say relationship is about giving and receiving. Give the desired attention to God and the things of God. Number two, even with human beings, do you accept one another? It's acceptance. What are you to accept? You are to accept God's principle. This is who God is. And relate with him like that. Husband and wife, friends, every relationship we have, if you want that relationship to prosper, accept one another for who they are. Don't try to bend somebody to be like you. Accept the person. This is who he is. This is who she is. And work with that person in the area that you can cope with. Stop fighting the person. Stop telling the person to. Don't tell God that this is how you want to serve him. He said this is how he wants you to serve him. He will not bend it for your sake. Don't even try to bend it. Accept him for who he is. He's a God. He's not a man. And he rewards diligence. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. You are to follow him. He's not to follow you. That is his principle. Number three, appreciation. Because when you appreciate, it encourages the other party. And when you don't appreciate, then it discourages the person from relating well with you. That is why we give enough time to appreciating God. In your private prayer, in our congregational prayer, create time, enough time to appreciate God for all his benefits. And there are too many every day. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Appreciate him. Acknowledge him. I am where I am today is by his will. That is why we give testimonies. The reason we give testimony is our own way of showing appreciation. Appreciate him. Give him thanks. Do something that will demonstrate that appreciation. Not only with your mouth. I've always operated this principle. Those who are few are close to me. You know, when I do anything good for you, you know, I get irritated. When you overstress it, daddy, thank you, daddy, thank you, daddy, thank you. It means nothing to me. It means nothing to me. Yeah, it is good to tell the person, thank you, I appreciate. But when you begin to say it over and over, you said it yesterday, you're saying it today, we meet again, daddy, that day, oh, thank you for that day, thank you for that. It irritates me. It gives me the impression something is wrong with you. There's something else wrong with you. But the time you show your appreciation to me will come. Your action will prove how you have taken me before. It is the actions that prove our gratitude to what God has done for us. He saved you. Why do you love him? I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on the cross of Calvary. All other things are secondary. The salvation of my soul is enough for me never to grumble in my walk with God. What he has given me cannot be purchased. It's a privilege. Therefore, when I see somebody who says he's a Christian, send me text. I don't know why some of them do that. Is this God still alive? Is this God still answering prayers? Is this God? I'm sorry, I always don't have enough patience. Before I finish reading, I delete it. Because I can't help that person. You want me to now start telling you, hey, he's there, can't you see you're alive? Can't you see you're this? Can't you see? That's an ungrateful spirit. An ungrateful spirit is a deadly spirit. An ungrateful spirit is a heartless spirit. I feel very uncomfortable around such people. You must show appreciation to one another. The wife, for example, must appreciate the husband for marrying you. Okay, we're not talking about that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's true now. Every day you wake up, tell your husband, thank you, honey, for marrying me. Because there are women that are praying for husband. There are women that are praying, crying every day and night. Whenever they see you, they pray for what you get. But you look at your husband, you have no regard for him. You be man. He's a man. Why you marry him? It's because he's a man. That's why you marry him. It's true. You must appreciate him. And anytime you see your wife, brother, you must appreciate her for giving birth to your children. Do you know what it takes for that woman to carry that pregnancy? Born, sleepless night. Every day, when your children say, Daddy, good morning, Daddy, you say, how are you? Then turn to your wife, thank you for giving birth to my children. Tell your wife, without you, I would not have had these children. You must tell your wife. Therefore, appreciate you. Anytime your wife cook for you, you must appreciate her. Hey, but now my money, you get money, why you not cook with the money? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we will talk about that during marriage matters. Because when you put on this attitude of appreciation, you will never be so angry at one another and turn and say, I regret the day I met you. I regret. The truth is, it's a lie. You don't regret anything. Whether the man or the woman, you don't regret. You are the best thing that has happened to him or to her. Forget it. You are the best. None like you to him. None like you to her. None like you. None. If not for God, where will I be now? Then I'll say anything against God. Praise the Lord. It's because I am preaching Jesus. It's because I'm preaching Jesus. That's why people, they respect me today. There's no that thing. There's no that thing now. No that thing. It's because I preach Jesus. Now everybody, all of them, they respect me. They respect me. Is it because I have money? I don't have money now. I don't have anything. I be governor. I be give contract. Waiting. Just Jesus. Just Jesus. Just Jesus. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from
my heart. He will always lead us if we do our part. There's no one in this wide world can pleasure our form. There's peace and contentment in serving the Lord.
So, Pastor Olumide, somebody gave me 700,000 naira to give you. Is it 1 month, 2 months ago?
1 month ago.
He sent anything to you? That's the way they sell bread. For Yanapaja.
No, sir.
Eh?
No, sir.
He know your name?
At all.
All because of Jesus.
Because of Jesus.
Because of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Ministers, because of Jesus. Amarachi, you go to school. It's because of Jesus. I sat down one day and I was appreciating this Jesus. I said, it is Jesus. Because of Jesus, I started mentioning all the countries I have visited. Because of Jesus. I didn't go there for business. I didn't go there to visit friends. I went to talk about Jesus. Talking about Jesus took me to all the countries you can think of. How will I relate with him? Every day is thank you, Jesus. I wake up, I see a lot on my phone. It's because of Jesus. They are struggling to buy me my air ticket. Anytime I want to travel, you are hearing me now, Brother Chidi, you are hearing me now from UK. You call me, say, Daddy, Daddy, your next trip, oh, I book in advance now. I book in advance. So your next trip to UK, I will pay the ticket. Eh? If my spare part at the same for Latico, Chidi, you will call me buy ticket for me. Because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. It's because of Jesus. How will I offend such a God? Live a life of appreciation. Appreciate Him. Never you grumble because you're having one pain or the other. Never you grumble because your prayer is delayed. That He is my God is enough for me. It's enough for me. It's enough for me. The man of Calvary
is enough for me.
The next ingredient, number four, allow, allowance, allow. The meaning of allow there as it is put is forgive. Stop holding grudges against anybody you are relating with. There is a reason you came together. If you want that relationship to go ahead, then forgive. Stop carrying grudge against the person you are relating with. Always let go. Always let go. Oh yeah, be what you want to be. Oh yeah, you forgive me. Now your character, I will use it against you. So that you keep flowing together. Praise the Lord. And you must show affection. Show your affection. You must show it. Show that you have an affection for that person. And how do you show that you have an affection? Is that you will feel what the person feels. When whoever you are relating with is sad, you will be sad also. When it's happy, you join the person to rejoice. That is what is called affection. It's sharing in the moods of the person. The person is moody. Say, I beg, get out. Because of this. It's not pretending. That something is paining the person. Don't make it look as if nothing is paining. You will hate you. You are adding more to the person's problem. So nobody is seeing what I'm seeing. So nobody, even you cannot see this thing that my husband is doing against me. You cannot see it. Identify first. Yes, what did the man do? No good. But I will join you. We'll be praying. You must show affection. And one other way of showing affection is in giving. No human being loves a parasitic relationship. A relationship that is parasitic is a one-way relationship. And it is not beneficial. A good relationship must be beneficial. There is something I want from you. There is something you want from me. Don't come to me and you are always receiving from me. And you will not also give me. There must be something you two can give me. There are many men here. Oh, you keep your wife is. Why don't you do this? Do this. Do that. Do this. Do that. Do this. You are always the one receiving. And the truth is, you remember that woman only on two occasions in the bed. Even in the bed, your approach to her is not an approach of a relationship. Nah, are you awake?
Commander.
Open up. Even when you finish, whether she was in the mood or not, you wouldn't even say thank you. You turn your back. Don't they snore, they go. The second time is if you have to give her money. In fact, you don't even give her unless she asks you. So that's not even a good occasion. You receive. No, you must give. Give when she's not asking for it. You know what she needs now. You're not living in the same house. You know what she needs. So, give her. And the woman is never satisfied with receiving from the man. Brother, am I saying the truth? So don't be tired of giving. Anytime you are coming home, bring something to give her. Don't just come home empty-handed. The way she will greet you if you see you with a parcel is different from when you come empty-handed.
Inspiration.
She opened the door.
I hear you, sir.
There's a door she opened. Then she will remain and look at you first. Because you see, you say you hold something. But there's one when you open. Okay, when we talk about marriage matters, we're going to talk these things. Because some men don't know this. If there is nothing in your pocket at all, nothing at all, when she opened the door, grab her and kiss her. Mwah, I love you. You're going to say, eh? Amen. That word, I love you, it has scattered their head. Hey, you want to enjoy fellowship with your wife? That's what I have to tell you now. I love you. Even if you don't mean it, say it. It will scatter their head. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The only way for us to understand the true relationship between God and his children, like I said, in two ways, as a father and a child, and husband and a wife. Next week, we shall look at husband and wife so that we can understand these things. To help you understand how to walk with God. Praise the Lord. One sister told me in Europe that, Pastor, when are you going to talk about marriage again? I said, what thing happened? He said, Bill, I say they wind down, they disappear from their husband. He said, anytime I talk, say the husbands normally wake up. He said, I have to take for some time, you don't talk again, they will begin to return to what they used to be. He said, make you the talker. Praise the Lord. So we're going to talk him. Amen. We must say it. One thing that the man must know, no matter what that woman says to you, no matter what she does to you, she doesn't mean it. She doesn't mean it. The Bible says so. They're weaker vessels. Do you understand me? If your wife wake up, abuse you. She doesn't mean it. Let me tell the wife something. If you abuse your husband, abuse him, he look you, he not talk, be afraid. He's planning against you. He must revenge you. If you talk to a man, talk to him anyhow. Now he they feed you. Now he they clothe you. Now he do everything. And you say you get angry. And the man look you. Be afraid though. We shall continue next week. Can we stand up?